This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, a wonderful, magnificent Thursday, where the exposure of communist corruption continues hour by hour, minute by minute, we are getting a fire hydrant of communist corruption from within our government. It is astounding. We'll talk about that a bit tonight. In fact, somebody finds it disheartening. In fact, I've heard from a few people. We're going to talk about that in the opening. We're going to talk about the liberal white woman transing her kids. We're going to talk about the coming war from within the Democrat Party that we're going to get to sit back, watch, and relax. Trump had some good things to say at a prayer breakfast this morning. Communists lie about everything, voicemails, emails, all that, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. And before I forget, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions right now. Don't wait. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, there are things that are beneficial. There are things that are beneficial that are difficult to hear, difficult to know. Maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you know somebody in your life who has. You ever have a bad report from the doctor? Like a bad, bad report. It's devastating. It's something bad. Maybe you go get blood work done. Maybe you go get, hey, doctor, doctor wants you to come in so he can discuss the results. And that's when you normally drop something like, well, why can't he just tell me on the phone? Or can't he shoot me an email? Doctor really wants to see you in person. And right there you're thinking, oh, gosh, okay. Then you go in, you sit down, and the doctor starts laying out some hard truths for you. Hey, look, you're pretty much diabetic. Your blood sugar is a disaster. Your cholesterol is way too high. You're going to die of a heart attack in about a year if you don't make the... And the more he talks, the more devastated you are to learn the truth about how bad it is. It's hard to hear that stuff. Everybody, I just went through this myself. Everyone wants to go to the doctor and say, wow, you look great. Physical look good. That's what everyone wants to hear. But that doesn't work that way forever. The truth is good. It's beneficial. You need to hear it. But it can be difficult to take in. If I told you last year the United States government was corrupt, you know, just a generic, general statement like that, you would have nodded your head and said, yeah, of course, yeah, I got it. But if I told you last year that your money, taxpayer money, was funding communism, not only domestically, communist activism domestically, but around the globe, and I laid out the numbers for you, That might have been more difficult to accept and understand a year ago. But now you're seeing what we've talked about forever, and you're seeing it in black and white. And even if you've talked about it, even if you've heard me talk about it, even if you knew it, right in the back of your mind, you knew it, hearing that it's this bad is hard to take in. Look, we got a voicemail on this. Remember, you can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. I've had multiple emails like this, voicemails like this.
Jesse, I'm glad that things are going good. You know, the Trump era, the golden age is here. But as the news, you know, comes out, like this CBS 60 Minutes stuff, Schumer and Waters, I'm getting more frustrated. I feel worse than I did before the election. I feel like carrying a copy of the 60 Minutes thing with me and bringing it to Aunt Peggy and sticking it in her face and demanding answers of how anyone could have voted for that inept Kamala Harris.
Here's the truth. Most people, most even Democrats, normal Democrats, not the evil communist demons, that's about half of them, but even Democrats didn't really vote for this level of corruption. What has happened is decades and decades and decades of neglect by us, the citizens, has created the conditions wherein evil government could grow and grow and grow. And as the government grows, the government does what corrupt governments do, figures out how to way to ensure its growth and to ensure that every single thing it wants is funded by the American taxpayer. They don't view themselves as civil servants, FBI agents, USAID employees. That's not how they look at themselves at all. They look at themselves as having a responsibility to take money from your wallet and distribute it to causes and concerns they believe in all the way. They view their job and life as robbing you, and they have been robbing you blind for decades. And now, for the first time ever, we are seeing the robbery exposed. It's naked before our eyes, and it's hard to take in. Even me, King Cynic me, how many times have we had to talk about the system and how they're just robbers looting the bank vault, and we're in the looting the treasury phase, and how the system only exists to protect itself, and how we've had this talk a million times, and even all that, as I sit here and stare at it in black and white, even that, I'm looking and I'm thinking, what? You've heard of Every Town for Gun Safety. Every Town for Gun Safety. What is that? Another communist activist group that's out there trying to take away your guns. Communists want your guns taken away because communists want the ability to hurt you if they so desire. That's behind all communist activism when it comes to your guns. It has never had anything to do with crimes or school shootings or anything like that. Communists want to hurt you. That's their desire. They have a desire to hurt you, and the American communist has always known that the Second Amendment is the wall they must find a way to breach if they're going to hurt you the way they want to hurt you. And so you start these groups like Every Town for Gun Safety out there trying to steal your Second Amendment rights away from you. But then you look at this. I get this one from Data Republican. Data Republican, highly recommend you go follow them. They're gathering all kinds of information. Every Town for Gun Safety was supported with your money. And they even have a graph here. And how's it work? It works exactly the way I told you it works forever. It's this group, this fund gets this much money from the government, but then that fund starts other funds, and those funds start nonprofits. And what they do is they're through this cutout and that cutout and that cutout and that cutout, they find a way to bloodsuck your money out of your wallet while you can't afford rent, while you can't afford eggs, while you're on your third shift. They're grabbing your money, handing it to this guy who turns and hands some of it to this guy who turns and hands some of it to that guy, and they use the money they stole from your wallet to attack you in your way of life. Communist activism in Western civilization in the United States of America is not only all organized and funded, large portions of it are funded by you, by me. And now that we see it all laid bare, it's hard to take that in. I mean, Here's one from Hot Air. Protection racket media update. USAID funded the New York Times, the BBC2, the AP2, all these massive, massive corporate media rags who rail against you and your culture and your country day after day, who aim their weapons at you day after day, who call you a Nazi, a white supremacist. They run cover for Democrats day after day. They've been doing so on the back of you and your money. You and me have paid them to assault us. And like I said, last year we talked about this. You know, you already knew these concepts. You knew this. You knew what the system was doing. I talk about it to you all the time. We've talked about how they use different cutouts to try to protect themselves from people figuring out what's going on. We've talked about how they use our money. We've known these things. But now, credit to Donald Trump and his administration for exposing it all. Now we're reading it in black and white. Now I'm not just screaming about it on the radio. You're not just reading about it in some article online. Now you're looking at the black and white of all of it, and it's freaking mortifying. Mortifying and aggravating when you sit and think about any financial struggle you may have had, really for your adult life, whatever the financial struggle may be, maybe you're in the middle of it right now. And to know that the evil demons who work in the federal government this entire time have been stealing your money and sending it to lesbians in Africa. Terrorists. We have pictures of ISIS fighters with USAID backdrops. USAID boxes of goodies in Hamas's hands. Trannies everywhere. Your money. American gun-grabbing activism. Your money. All of this was done with your money while you struggled. And this is why I have called forever for a reckoning, because the people who did this, they need justice. And justice involves arrests in prison. That's what it involves. Will we get there? I doubt it. But that's what it requires. We'll continue along these lines in just a moment. Before I get to that, let's talk about protecting ourselves financially. Because, look, you think the system is just going to lay down and watch as Donald Trump spends 4 years exposing all of them? You think they're just going to lay down for that? You think Democrats are just going to hand us the election in 4 years? Just say, wow, we lost. We can't do anything. Or do you think they're maybe going to take some steps to ensure this presidency fails? Get some gold in your retirement. Nobody has ever looked at their retirement and had gold or silver in it and said, oh, dang, I wish I didn't have that. Let Gold Co. do it for you. They handle it all. They make it easy. They've earned over 6,000 five-star reviews for a reason. They handle everything and make it easy. JesseLikesGold.com. JesseLikesGold.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. We're just talking about some of the exposure of communists in the government. We're about to talk about something that's going to make you feel wonderful. At least it makes me feel wonderful. And so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We should get some pizza, Chris. You know, my question, though, is when are you going to come around to some mushrooms on a pizza? Mushrooms can pop on a pizza. Don't act like you're. Oh, it's Corey who's not okay with it. It's the texture. I realize they can be bad. I realize they can. You know what's legit pizza? But most of them, at least, well, all of them in my area have gone out of business. Papa Murphy's. See, Chris doesn't even know what it is. Papa Murphy's. It's take and bake. You go in, they make it fresh in front of you, but it's on like a tray. And then you take it. It's raw. You take it home and you throw it in the oven. It's ready to be made, never frozen. No, don't shake your head, Chris. It's fantastic. What? Chris said he doesn't have a pizza oven at home. You don't need one for a Papa Murphy's. It's something to do with the tray or something like that. You slide that bad boy in the oven. I'm telling you, man, they have a creamy garlic sauce. Legit. We should probably get back to talking about politics. But yeah, let's get some pizza, fellas. Let's see. Maybe with extra mushrooms for Corey. We'll get Corey mushroom only. If he doesn't like it, screw him. Back to what we were discussing. Take enjoyment, if you can, out of the bad guys being exposed. I know it's hard to wake up every day now and find out what they've been doing with your money. But as hard as it is for you to find out what they've been doing, take heart in a couple things. The first thing is, this is the power structure that has kept Democrats in power in this country. Using taxpayer money to fund overtly political activities is the power that has kept Democrats in where they are. That and the ability to educate our children. Right now in the United States of America, two things are happening. Americans have woken up to the evil of our schools, our government schools. They're either A, taking over school boards, or B, yanking their kids out of the schools and homeschooling them. Those things are happening. And the second thing that's happening is the Trump administration is exposing for the entire world how taxpayer money has been used to fund communist activity in this country and around the globe. I know it's hard to hear, but these are the two central pillars of communist power in Western civilization. Using our money for them, for themselves, and the ability to educate our children. And both of the pillars of communist power in Western civilization are currently under attack. Feel good about it. Feel great about it. And feel great about one other thing. There is a, this is just a prediction of mine, but I predict there is a war coming within the Democrat Party. I don't know who will win, but I suspect in the next 6 months or so, I suspect there will be a war that will not be able to be kept out of the media. There will be a war that is about to take place from inside the walls of the Democrat Party. So allow me to present to you the two sides of the war. For the first side, let me introduce Representative Ayanna Pressley. This was on the House floor.
Like Iowa. Governor Reynolds, let's learn more about the state. Do you know what percentage of Iowans are white and what percentage are black?
I don't know the exact percentages, no. We're by far a larger percentage of white population.
That's correct. Iowa is 90% white and only 4.5% black. So that is drastically different from the national population. So when Republicans suggest Iowa should be a national model, they're advocating for a government that doesn't reflect our country.
Okay. On the Ayanna Pressley side, this is a panelist on CNN. Listen to this.
I do not have the same opportunity as you. I know I don't.
And you know
and
that.
And I know
too.
What, Scott?
I got it.
And you
look,
know that.
Actually, let me just tell you about me.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Let me just tell you about me, girl.
I'm not talking about how you feel. I'm talking about how I feel. Me, a black woman in this country.
Not in this city.
And I will run. And if you
look,
want to
I'm a New Yorker, not in this city. You cannot say that. You can't say that in this city. But I have a.
I'm not talking about New York. I'm talking about Ashley. I got a law degree, a master's, and two bachelors. Probably more education than all y'all added up together at this table,
fine
right?
By me.
And I have always been the least paid person on payroll at every institution I have worked in. And it's not
even
because.
Even in the White House?
Even in the White House.
Well, whose fault is that? I don't think he worked for George W. or Trump.
Well, guess what?
I'm a black woman, and I've got all these degrees and master's degrees, and I'm underpaid because I'm black. That's side number one. Side number two within the Communist Party. Nancy Pelosi.
I think that it would have been important for the children to not have Donald Trump be president of the United States. And that is, I would take every step necessary to make sure that didn't happen, but it did. And now we have to deal with it. And in about 6 or 7 months, you're going to see such a change by the.
Let's talk about what's coming and why it's coming, shall we? This will be fun and fascinating. I can't wait for it. Before we talk about that, let's talk about Talk. Pure Talk. Greatest cell phone company ever. I love that I pay less, but that I, more importantly, pay a company that doesn't dump on me. I have not forgiven, I have not forgotten all the parts of corporate America that were so happy to use our money to dump on our country at various points in time. Oh, St. George Floyd died? Hurry up. Better put out an ad dumping all over white people for some reason. Do you support Verizon? Do you support T-Mobile or AT&T? Go back and look. Go walk down memory lane and look what they've done with customers' money in the past. Pure Talk, you'll pay less. I pay half what I was paying at T-Mobile. Same coverage. They're giving out free iPhone 14s or Samsung Galaxies with the qualifying plan right now. Switch. It's 10 minutes on the phone speaking to someone who speaks English. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. I am so enjoying myself, and I am really going to enjoy talking about this war that I think is coming for the Democrats. Now, I played for you. My guess is, in case you're just now joining us, next 6 months, 6 months to a year, you're going to see a ramped up, nasty war take place inside the walls of the Democrat Party. Before I keep going, remember tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's a problem. And we've talked about these two divisions of the Democrat Party before, but let's recap that because that's going to kind of come into play here. There's a real age gap difference with Democrats. Older Democrats, yeah, I hate them too, so don't sneer when I say it. I know I hate them too, but Chuck Schumer types, Nancy Pelosi types. These are people who came up, got elected, and watched Democrats win multiple national elections branding. They watched the branding of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party's branding was blue collar, working people. That was always their bread and butter. Now, the issues, I'll call them side issues. Maybe that's unfair, but side issues that were always there to give Democrats a boost were civil rights crap, that black activism stuff, feminism, helping the gays out, stuff like that. These were always side items. Stuff that you did, you knew your bread and butter were working class people. That was really who voted Democrat over and over and over again. But, you know, it doesn't hurt if you're campaigning in South Carolina. You really got to act like, you know, Republicans are all the KKK to try to get the black vote out more. But they were side issues, side voting blocks, if you will. Side blocks. That's the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer party. The Democrat Party has always been as they came up. But over 10, 15 years, 20 years, I would guess, Barack Obama really ushered a lot of this in because he was a nasty race communist. The Democrat Party has shifted away from that. No more focus on working class stuff. They have a hard time. They didn't even really win the union vote this last time. Union vote is always built and baked into the Democrat cake. Over a long enough period of time, they decided not only were the side blocks the only block they were going to talk about, they decided open, naked hatred of white men was going to become a central part of the Democrat Party. And anyone with eyes can see it. They do it all the time. And this comes back to a belief system of, remember, oppressor, oppressed. That's a cultural Marxist way of thinking where no matter what you do, no matter what you do, no matter what your skill set is, no matter what your circumstances are, it is just built in that if you are a white man, you have privileges, you have advantages, and therefore you should be discriminated against and talked down to because you have inherent advantages that have made you an oppressor. But if you're anything other than a white man, anything other, doesn't matter what it is, then you are oppressed, and therefore you should get handouts other people get. Other people don't get. You should be able to speak in any way you want to speak. As long as you're not a white man, you should be given everything. That's a central part of the belief system of the new Democrat Party, the younger Democrat Party, the Ayanna Pressleys, the AOCs, the Jasmine Crocketts of the world. That is a central part of their belief system. Now, here's the problem for Democrats. One, Nancy Pelosi, those types, the Nancy Pelosi types, the Chuck Schumer types, they know everything I just said is true. Every single part of it. And I bet you they've echoed almost those exact words behind closed doors. They know exactly what a winning coalition looks like. They understand that winning some bad neighborhood and winning Compton is not winning national elections. You have to win Pennsylvania. You have to win Michigan. You have to win Wisconsin. And right now, states like Pennsylvania, their voter registration is completely flipping. Democrats are losing all the grip on the state. And the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer types understand that we cannot run on hatred of white people. We can't keep running to the news and talking down to white people. That doesn't work. It's not that they're good people. They understand you just can't win elections in that way. You can't win elections that way. But they're also old. Nancy Pelosi can hardly keep her dentures in her mouth when she's had too much vodka. She's old. Chuck Schumer is old. They're aging out. And the younger Democrats, the Ayanna Pressleys of the world, they don't want to hear anything about winning Pennsylvania. That even if they want to win Pennsylvania, what you're asking Ayanna Pressley to do is not to change, not to tweak this or tweak that or kind of adjust this a little bit. You're asking her to change her entire worldview, her entire religion. And even if it's so obvious to you that she should, that it's the smart move, that it's the only way to power. Remember, this is her religion. Arn McIntyre, brilliant guy, I love Arn McIntyre, brought up the point that this, that the open hatred of white men is so central to the modern Democrat Party that it may very well be impossible for them to move away from it. It's central to who they are. They can't help themselves. If it's all you've ever done, then it's what eventually you will simply become. And how in the world do you move away from what you are, from your bread and butter of what you are? There is a war coming because they are going to, what we're already seeing this, you're already seeing the poll numbers where they're polling demographics and polling issues and polling this and polling that and polling this and polling that. And they're finding out that the things that they champion are unbelievably unpopular. Donald Trump signed that. You know, yesterday it was news. We didn't talk much about it. But Donald Trump signed that executive order banning men from women's sports. NCAA, the head of the NCAA came out and said, okay, we'll abide by it. All that. Like immediately, so many of these organizations were all, okay, we'll do it. Do you know what the pool numbers are for that? We're not even going to talk about right and wrong or morality or any of those other things. Democrats want trannies everywhere, and Democrats, top to bottom, will defend trannies in women's sports. Do you understand that that issue pulls 80% our side? 80. Not 18. 80. 80% of the country doesn't want dudes beating up women in sports. It is the most obvious. If you're setting aside everything else, morality, everything else, how you feel, I don't care. If you're purely talking about being a politician who wants power, it's the biggest no-brainer issue in the United States of America. If you're a Democrat, you need to drop the tranny stuff and sprint the other direction because it's a loser of a political issue and they can't. We had one Democrat, I forget his name, one guy in Congress, he gave the most benign statement in the world. He went on television because he saw the same poll numbers and he came out and he said, well, I don't think necessarily we should be out there championing, you know, trannies in women's sports. That's probably too far. My daughter plays sports. He was just like a concerned dad and he was savaged for days for taking the position that 80% of the country takes. But the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer types, they oftentimes control the money of the Democrat Party. And there is a war coming. And it's going to be wonderful for us to watch because we're on the outside looking in. They are going to have to rebrand. We have midterms coming up. I know you're exhausted from the election. We all are. But midterms are what? I mean, those things are going to really cook up about a year from now. We're a year from midterms starting. We're 3 years away, 2.5 from the next presidential race starting. It's not just that you have to rebrand. You have to do it quickly. And I don't know if they can. Magnificent. All right, let's do some emails and some other things before we get to those. I want to play you some of Trump's comments from today at the National Prayer Breakfast. I thought it was really wonderful. I really think he's changed a lot. And I'm assuming he's on chalk. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. I just assume when I see this Donald Trump, when I see the way he's attacking communism this time, I say to myself, that's a man who's been taking a male vitality stack. Maybe that's what Donald Trump did for the last 4 years. Maybe he got a hold of the boys at chalk and he said, hey, chalk, I need to feel stronger. I need to be more focused, more energized. I need to go after these communists. And you know what the anti-communists at Chalk would do? What they probably did if Trump called them. They said, look, Mr. President, we need you on a male vitality stack because you'll have a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Do you want the strength to take on the communist menace? Then a male vitality stack has to be in you. I'm sure that's how the conversation went. Do you want that in you? 20%? Like a new person? You're about to feel like a new person. CH0Q. That's not true. It's CHOQ. What, Chris? I tried to throw you off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount. CHOQ.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Oh, wait, it's not a Friday. It's a Thursday. On a Thursday, a wonderful Thursday. We still have more than 2 hours left. We're going to get to a bunch. Man, we still have so much to get to. Yeah, of course, the commies are going to screw up California. Deportations continue. We're going to talk about communism and lies and all kinds of things. I have to do a couple things before I get to other stuff. First and foremost, I'm going to play this for you. You remember, this is a little bit long, but you did listen to last night's show, right? If you missed it, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. But remember when I was talking about Trump's comments about Gaza? Remember what I said last night? He's talking to countries like Jordan. He's talking to countries like Egypt. And what's he saying to them? He's saying to these countries, he wants the Palestinians sent there. Jordan, the king of Jordan, famous. He's famous about this. He does not want Palestinians in his country. He's taken the Egypt is the same way. Have you ever seen, you want a fascinating little picture? Go look up the border wall between Egypt and Palestine. I don't know if an army of 10,000 men could get over that wall. There's more razor wire on that thing than I've ever seen. So Egypt doesn't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. Why don't they want them? Because mostly these people are raised to be barbarians, and they behave like barbarians anytime they get into another country, including Egypt and Jordan. Jordan is, so again, it's not an Islam thing. Jordan is Islamic. Egypt is Islamic. And these countries are all, we don't want those friggin' Palestinians. Every time we take those people in, they're nutballs. How are you going to do this if those same people are still there? They're not going to assimilate. They're not into jobs. They're into dying for the cause. So it is my belief, based on what I'm saying, just a theory, I believe Donald Trump wants to vacate the area. I believe he is trying to strike a deal with Jordan and Egypt to vacate the area, to send the people of Gaza away. This is my belief. He wants the area emptied out and replaced with, well, I don't know what. I don't know what he actually wants in there. He says we'll own it. Maybe it will be ours. But go ahead and write that one down. No one has said anything to that effect. But when I look at the two things that are happening, Trump is in public negotiations trying to get Jordan to take in the Palestinians, trying to get Egypt to take in the Palestinians. He's giving public press conferences about Gaza. I have seen that area. It would be freaking beautiful beachfront property. But I don't think there's going to be room for the people who are currently there to remain there. That was me last night on the show. That was... Well, I don't remember exactly where in the show I said that. Sometime between 6 to 9 Eastern. Oh, so it was in the third hour, Chris. Okay, so it was closer to 9 o'clock Eastern, which is interesting because this morning, I have the timestamp right here, 6:32 a.m. What, Chris? What? Sorry, you have to experience this. Donald Trump went to social media, so do the math. That's less than 12 hours after I went on the radio and said it. This is what Donald Trump said. The Gaza Strip would be turned over to the United States by Israel at the conclusion of fighting. The Palestinians, people like Chuck Schumer, would have already been resettled in far safer and more beautiful communities with new and modern homes in the region. They would actually have a chance to be happy, safe, and free. The U.S., working with great development teams from all over the world, would slowly and carefully begin the construction of what will become one of the greatest and most spectacular developments of its kind on Earth. No soldiers by the U.S. would be needed. Stability for the region would reign. Don't shake your head, Chris. Did Trump's statement, when you read that statement, Chris, what were your first thoughts? Tell me what your first thought was when you woke up and read that Trump publicly said what I predicted. What were your first thoughts? Give them to me, Chris. No, you can't quit, Chris. Sorry, you can't. You have to stick around. I told you. He's going to want to do big things. Big, beautiful things. That's what he's going to want to do. That's how guys like that think. I don't know. Look, guy's a deal maker. I don't know how successful he's going to be convincing other countries around the world to take in the Palestinians because the people who know them best don't want anything to do with them. But I told you what's coming. Wouldn't it be fascinating, if in 5 years from now you're hopping on a plane and taking a vacation to go stay down at, I don't know, the Best Western Gaza. How great would that be? The Best Western Gaza. And you know what the best part of this is? The Best Western Gaza. All these new companies that are going to step into Gaza, and they're going to have to look. How do you hire somebody? Where do you go? ZipRecruiter, of course. ZipRecruiter is right there. If you're Best Western Gaza, you don't have to stress finding quality people because you think a company the size of Best Western, high-end hotels like that, you think they don't already know about ZipRecruiter, the site that employers prefer the most? There's a reason. And the reason is 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. I don't know that that will apply to Gaza, but you understand. And you can try it for free if you're an employer, whether you're looking in Gaza or somewhere here in America. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse is where you go to try it. So they're going to be able to find great people. That was only my point. Trump spoke at the prayer breakfast this morning.
Honestly, it's a mirror. It changed something in me. I feel even stronger. I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened. So thank you.
That was him talking about being shot in the head. He talked some more.
From the very beginning of our republic, America has always been a nation founded by people of faith and strengthened by the power of prayer and united by 4 simple but very beautiful words. In God we trust.
He said this.
But I'm announcing that I will be creating a brand new presidential commission on religious liberty. It's going to be a very big deal, which will work tirelessly to uphold this most fundamental right. Unfortunately, in recent years, we've seen this sacred liberty threatened like never before in American history. There's nothing happened like the last 4 years. What's happened with so many things have gone bad. But religion, what they've done, and the persecution that they've executed have been just horrible.
It's wonderful to hear him talk like that. Now let's talk about communist lies, because they lied about that prayer breakfast. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.